Hello, beautiful emerald. This has been a V and welcome to my daily podcast. Today, we're going to talk about a big social media tip that hardly anyone is actually doing. I used to do this and then I kind of slacked off and stopped doing it, but I need to get back into the routine. But as you know, there's always so much to do and we just have to schedule in that time to start doing the things that are going to make a difference in our business. Also, even with this podcast, I'm going to be 100% honest with you. It's nearly midnight and I was like, oh my God, I'm so tired. I don't want to do a podcast today. But then I was like, no. For once in my life, I'm being consistent. I think I've done this podcast now consistently for nearly 2 weeks. I have never been this consistent in my life, apart from last year, where I did do a 30-day video challenge on my YouTube channel, because my biggest downfall and weakness is being consistent. So last year on my YouTube channel, I made sure I uploaded a video every day for 30 days. And when I did that, I saw an increase in my views, increase in subscribers, increase in my watch time. I mean, it didn't make a huge difference, but it made a big enough of an impact for me to see, hold on, this is really important to be consistent on social media. So my big tip for you today is start batching. Now, if you don't know what batching is, it's where you basically record loads of videos or you plan out all your Instagram posts in one day. And you might, for example, take one day a week or maybe one day every 2 weeks, but you sit down and sort out your social media strategy. So when I have done this, it has worked really well. So for example, YouTube, I've recorded, say, 4 or 5 videos in a day before. And then when I've done that, I then know that I've got 5 weeks worth of content for my YouTube channel, because I usually upload 1 video a week. And it just makes you less stressed. It doesn't overwhelm you with, you know, when you wake up sometimes and you're like, oh my God, my to-do list is so big. There is so much to do. And, you know, most of us are on multiple social medias. So I'm not just concentrating on YouTube. I'm trying to give value on my Instagram. I'm trying to do Twitter. And it all just gets a bit much sometimes. So I can say this from experience, when I have batched things, you know, batched filming videos, batched editing, even sometimes I've actually planned out my Instagram posts on one of my Instagram profiles. It's called Mum to Millionaire. So just go on Instagram and search for Mum to Millionaire and I will come up. I do a lot of kind of quotes and inspiration for parents. So that is something that I can batch. And I just don't know why sometimes I don't do it, because it's just so much more easier than waking up in the morning and thinking, oh my God, I haven't uploaded a video for example, oh my God, on one of my YouTube channels, I hadn't uploaded for 2 months. And currently, the way the YouTube algorithm is, that ain't good at all. Right now on YouTube, you need to be uploading as much as you can. Once a day is the prime thing at the moment, but obviously a lot of people can't do that. So once a week is sufficient, but you know, kind of daily we need to be doing. So yeah, what do you think about this? I know this is really weird because I'm talking on a podcast and there's no way for you to comment on the episode, but do connect with me on social media and let me know what you think. So I really would love to hear your social media tips. Do you batch anything? Do you have any other little tricks on how you're more efficient or how you save time? I would definitely love to hear from you at Official Vena V. That's at Official VENAV on all social media. So YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, the list goes on. But I seriously would love to hear from you. I say I would love to hear from you, but I actually think I am talking to myself. I really don't know if anyone is listening to this podcast on iTunes or Google Play or any other platform this is on, but I am doing this for myself. I do hope there's at least one person listening to this, so you can benefit from it in some way. And like I said in previous episodes, the reason I'm doing this is, number one, to help someone, even if it's just one person, in some way to realize that they're not alone in this journey of either being a parent, being an entrepreneur. And I'm just here to tell the truth. I don't want to, you know, I got sucked into this be an Amazon millionaire or do this and that. We'll talk about this in later episodes of the podcast. And I just want to share in what I failed, what is going on, that life isn't always, you know, happy. Well, most of the time it is. I like to say happy every day, but all of us face challenges and struggles, especially when we're in business. And I just want to share that. And number two, I have to prove to myself that I can be consistent. So that's why I've stayed consistent with this podcast, because I'm not thinking about, oh my God, how many people have listened? No one's listening to this. My main aim is to prove to myself that I can be consistent. And thirdly, it's also, you know, I can listen back to these at a later stage in a few years' time. And my son has featured in some of these podcasts. And I think it's going to be so amazing to look back and be like, oh, on September the 1st, we did this. Or I think it's like a memories thing as well. So I would highly advise that you start something daily, whether that be a really short blog post, maybe just a quote on Instagram, a podcast like I'm doing. Maybe think about that and see how you can build that into your life in some way. Thank you for listening, as always. I need to stop saying I realise I see maybe a bit more than I should should be saying. I was about to say then, but I breathed instead. Connect with me on social media. Also, you can go on my website, venav.com. And remember, be an emerald, always live in hope, and work hard to your definition of success. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.